Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It is an F off Friday, and today feels like the perfect day to just F off.
I signed up for it.
What are we doing with this weather here? Your boy just wants some sunshine and some suds, if we're being honest.
I've got no golf plan for the weekend because it's going to rain all weekend, so I'm very agitated by that development. My mom's coming in town. We're going to paint on Sunday, so I can't say, I like to see my mom. That's great, but painting's not the most fun I've ever had. So
your weekend's already over.
Yeah, let's make this a day.
Yeah, it's practically Monday for you.
It might as well be Monday for me.
Well, listen, I have to start this. This is a public service call right here. With love and respect to every NBA guest that we've had on this week, where I do think there's an element in the NBA. And this doesn't happen with the Celtics because they've already won a championship. But like with a team like Cleveland, when they're coming off just ridiculous success in the first round series and there's a jump up in competition, I don't think I've heard too many NBA people ever predict a non-LeBron James Cavs series to go less than 5 games. Meaning, it's always been, Cavs, it's going to be 6 or 7 games, but the Cavs are going to win. That's as good as it gets if you're Cleveland. And I've seen everybody on the station play it super safe. Hey, this is going to be a tough-fought series. Guys, the Pacers can be a step up in competition from the Miami Heat, and you can still blow the doors off these guys. And when I say blow the doors off, I mean it could still be a 5-game series. And I've heard a bunch of cautious Cathys out here because we live in a business where it doesn't matter what you really think. It matters whether you're right or wrong in the people's minds who are actually doing it, even though there's no universal scoreboard, even though none of this matters.
No one remembers if you're right anyway.
No one's going to remember if you're right or not. And even if they do, they're focusing on the wrong thing, right? So I just want to say, just out loud here, with conviction, I'm going to say it with my chest. The reality is Cavs in 5. And anyone saying in Cleveland, was there a 14-win differential between the Cavs and the Pacers, or was there not? All right, did the Cavs blow the doors off the Heat? And I know, listen, it was a 5-game series, a gentleman's sweep of the Bucks. It's Giannis and a bunch of, you didn't even have Dame Lillard for most of that series, for all that series. And Doc Rivers is coaching. Like, there's this fear of just saying it with our chest, as it were, that the Cleveland Cavaliers are that much better than the Indiana Pacers. Jack, I'm here to tell you, the Cavs are that much better than the Pacers. But, well, what if I say it's going to go 5 games and it goes 6 games? Oh, my credibility is shot. That's a made-up thing. It doesn't matter. Like, for the love of God, Cavs in 5. All right, when we get to the Celtics series, if I'm saying Cavs in 5, call me a homer. All right, but today, the day 2 days before game one of a series in which you should be favored to win in five games. I think six games is the most likely outcome. I think that's where Vegas had it, Cavs in six. But the point is, everybody in town is walking on eggshells talking about this series. It's like, guys, Tyrese Halliburton is not one of the two best players on the championship team. He's a really nice piece, but he's their best player by a mile. Stop Tyrese, the playmaker, not the scorer, the playmaker, and this series is going to be over quick. Yes, these games might not be just 30-point blowouts. Oh, gosh. But
Vegas says you're 7.5-point favorites tonight.
But I just...
That's a lot.
I just can't
or
do
sorry,
it.
Sorry, Sunday. The game's
that's
not tonight.
That's what's throwing me off.
I told us. I was like,
I didn't want to correct you.
I told Nick, I'm like, today's game day. We're treating it like today's game day, and then I really took it seriously.
But it's just killing me. The people that are just like, oh, man, it's going to be a 7-game series. It's like, okay.
Well, like, I thought Inside the NBA last night did it the right way, where they were definitely like, Cavs are going to win this series, but then they just tried to give the Pacers some credit and some respect. What's amazing is we're taking on a team that if you listen in to anyone locally with the Pacers side of things, we talk about us being disrespected as a team. They are the leaders of the we've been disrespected by everybody crowd.
Which is weird, because I think they're being propped up. Like, this is a team.
Oh, they don't feel that way at all.
This team had no business being in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. They were as much of an Eastern Conference Finals team.
I think they hear that a lot, by the way.
As the Atlanta Hawks were
they hear
in
that,
the bubble.
I think they hear that a lot. I think they heard what you talked about in your diatribe to begin with the idea that Halliburton is not a true number one on a championship team, not a number one, and more likely a number two. They hear that. They hear the overrated NBA player side of things with Halliburton. I think they have been hit with a barrage of people saying they're not good enough. And if you listen to anybody that's there, they'll try to tell you that for the past 2 months, they've been playing elite basketball.
And by the way, they have. And they haven't been playing the Cavs.
Well, they did. Just the Cavs didn't play their players when we played them.
But my point was...
We didn't play Garland or anybody. Mitchell.
If the East is a two-team race, and which, again, like all of a sudden, that's what it's been. For most of the year, it's been they're a two-team race.
Yeah.
And now... Indiana beats the pants off of Milwaukee, and now all of a sudden it's a three-team race?
Who's making it a three-team race? I don't think anyone's making it a three-team race.
I think
race.
The idea, like, guys, we...
You're 7.5-point favorites.
I keep like trying Vegas, just not to, like, make fun of say it with your chest because it's stuck in my brain right
Vegas
now.
Vegas is giving the Cavs as much credit as I feel like we deserve. 7.5-point favorites...
Yeah, but I don't think NBA analysts
are. In a second round of the postseason is incredibly large. And again, I mean, it's not like I've... dialed in on a bunch of different NBA analysts. Maybe you can tell me who you're listening to. But like
Brad Doherty today. It's going to be a seven-game series.
Seven-game series?
Yeah.
All right.
Greg Anthony said it's going to be, I think, a seven-game series.
I mean, I saw with Inside the NBA guys last night, they were really trying to make sure that they didn't just bypass what the Pacers have done while also acknowledging the Cavs are a much better team.
Isn't that how we're supposed to treat this?
How I'm treating it.
Because here's the thing.
Do you think Doherty was wrong in saying seven games?
I mean, we had Fedor on yesterday. It's going to be a dog fight. 6 or 7-game series.
Well, and Fedor was worried about the five out that the Pacers do. It's like, we'll get over that.
To hell.
Yeah.
Like, you've got easily the two best players. I think the three best players in the series. Like,
looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
They've been trying to trade Miles Turner since they drafted him. Pascal Siakam's one of the most overrated players in the NBA.
I like Siakam.
Anyone could score 20 points per game, how he does it. And then Tyrese is a really good player. But half of his value's on the defensive side. Well, you can't guard all five positions, unfortunately, Tyrese. Like, the guy that scares me the most in this series is Rick Carlisle. Well, it doesn't matter if you shoved him. Oh, nope, I can't say that.
Easy, no.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you do for Rick Carlisle because he has the inferior roster. So, like, okay, maybe they turn it into Cavs and six. But we should go into this with our chest out, puffed out, saying it with conviction. The Cavs in five.
Yeah, the Cavs are the much better basketball team. The Cavs should win this series. It should not be that hard of a series to win. And I think a lot of people are just overreacting based off of a couple months. But you know what? It's got me more excited for Sunday, I'll tell you that.
No, I do think...
I got pumped up for Sunday.
The best thing about this is I do think the quality of the games are going to be a lot closer.
They should be good. They should be good. If I look at the Pacers as like the dollar store version of us, they're the welfare Cavs. Then it should be close games.
Well, and I love that you said that because that's the other part of this. Like, you scored 4.5, almost 5 points per game more than they did, and you allowed on average, I think it was 3 or 4 points less per game than they did.
So, well, and there was a stretch there, Nick. Where, I mean, some of those numbers are inflated for them too. There was a stretch there where they had 157 points in a game earlier this year. Like, they were just going crazy. Carlisle was just letting them be an offensive beast, but they ran that in.
I just feel like you're better at them offensively. You're better at them defensively.
You have the best offense historically in NBA history.
Like, if this goes, like, I'm
much
expecting something wonky has to happen for this to turn into a dogfight of a series.
Well, I think the Garland injury has to be more serious. Then maybe we know.
I don't think you need get Darius to beat them. You do need Darius.
I'm not saying you do necessarily, but I think if we're thinking wonky, I think it has to be a combination of things that just we didn't foresee coming, and a lot of that has to be injury related.
I just want people to this is the last series of the rest of the playoffs that you're going to be able to do what we're doing right now, which is Cavs in five. You go to Boston next. Even if you go to the Knicks next, you should beat the Knicks. We shouldn't be saying Cavs in five in a Cavs-Knicks series until the Cavs beat the Knicks in the playoffs. Boston, they're going to be heavy favorites. You get to the NBA Finals, whomever you face is likely to be the heavy favorite, especially if it involves Jokic or the Thunder or Anthony Edwards. So, this is it. This is the one we should expect the Cavs. And listen, I do think there's something. The Cavs proved in the first round of the playoffs that they're built for this, right? For 2 years, they did not prove a damn thing in the playoffs.
Right.
Yep, okay, we can eke past a bad Orlando team. They beat the brakes off Miami. And this team, if you play your best ball for five games, right, you make them play your ball, this thing's over in five games, even if the differential in the series is a couple points a game.
But I'm trying to figure out how Indiana even gets their one. The way you spoke there, I'm like, how did they even get their one?
It wouldn't surprise me if they took one of the first games in Cleveland. They're a good team. But over the course of five games, you should just be able to overpower them and do what they want to do better than they do on either side of the court.
You have the better team.
216.
Yeah, you have the better team.
216-474-0092. This is not towards JP, and it's not even just towards our guest, Fedor, the great Brad Doherty, the great Greg Anthony. I just feel like we're all puckering on this station. Like, come on. Like, no, the Cavs are the favorite. They won 14 more games. They're the better team. They have the better players. They have, the Cavs are just better. Cavs in five. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media. Social media reactions on X powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I just want to know where your confidence at in this series. Because I feel like people are being a little too timid. I know this is Cleveland. This is what we do, right? In Cleveland, we just, we're a naturally humble region. Not now. No, you are the one seed. You are the big dog. Time to go ahead and let the little dog out to pasture. I didn't land the plane on that one. Quick hits coming up at 2:40. Tony East locked on Pacers at 3. He'll probably say the Pacers feel disrespected. Trevor Sikkema, PFF at 4:20. We got plenty to get to on today's show. Where's your confidence with the Cavs? Cavs in five and the importance of game one coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.